You're turned into the Radio Tees with DJ Phil Radio Tees. Your number one place for hearing all the classic oddities, one-hit wonders, comfort jams, and forgotten hits. Presented by Ridgewood Eats, the diner that doesn't know it's sponsoring this show. With co-host Jack Dempsey and whoever else might be around. Get ready for 35 to 70 minutes of non-stop toe tapping. Can your toes handle that? Let's find out.
Radio!
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're sitting down, stand up. And if you're standing up, you might want to take a seat. Because this is the 13th episode of the Radio Tees. I'm your host, Philip Radiotis. 13 is my favorite number. It's the most unlucky number, but it's my favorite number. I was born on the 13th. Hell, I was born on a Friday the 13th. And so, get ready for nonstop action with your starting lineup. Albert King, The Soul Survivors, Immature, and of course, these gentlemen right here, the Alan Parsons Project with Sirius, which was used for the epic intro of the Chicago Bulls when they were winning title after title in the 90s with players like Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, Bill Cartwright, and BJ Armstrong. But we're going to get deep into the blues, into the unlucky blues here. This is Albert King with Born Under a Bad Sign. Albert King, one of the three kings of the blues, coming through with Born Under a Bad Sign. You may remember Lisa Simpson singing that song on The Simpsons Sing the Blues. That was probably the first time I ever heard it. But Albert King coming with those bends and all the classic blues guitar licks that everybody's jonesing to learn when they get on the guitar. myself included. Now, I wouldn't say I have bad luck per se. I just I don't have good luck. And since I was born on a Friday the 13th, I feel like bad luck follows me around, and it can be your friend too. So it's good to know I'm in good company with Albert King. So I want to play another King, sort of a double dose here of the blues. Like I said, Albert King is part of the three kings of the blues, which includes B.B. King and Freddie King as well. And I'd like to play a Freddie King song that I heard so many times growing up, and I thought I'd share with you. It's called "I'm Tore Down."
Well, I'm tore down. I'm almost level with the ground. Well, I'm tore down. I'm almost level with the ground. To jump in, my baby showed up and said, "I will tell you when." Well, I'm tore down. I'm almost level with the ground. Oh, I feel like this when my baby can be found. I love you, baby, with all my heart and soul. A love like mine will never grow old. I love you in the morning and in the evening too. But every time you leave me, I get mad with you. Well, I'm tore down. I'm almost level with the ground. Ooh, I feel like this when my baby can't be found. A love like mine is out of sight. I'll lie for you if you want me to. I really don't believe your love is true. Well, I'm tore down. I'm almost level with the ground. Well, I feel like this when my baby can't be found. Oh, well, I'm tore down. I'm almost level.
The smooth voice and red-hot guitar playing of Freddie King here on the Radio Tees. That was "I'm Tore Down, I'm Almost Level with the Ground." Well, I feel like this when my baby can't be found. Freddie King got his rise to popularity doing sock hop numbers, songs like "Hideaway" and stuff like that that the kids would pick up on in the soda shops and stuff like that in the 50s. And another guy who, if you're playing guitar, you definitely want to study up on. Now, I think we're due for a vacation here on the Radio Tees. It's been a while since we've took it off to a foreign land. We're not going to go too far out here, but we are going to need our passports. We're going to go to the tropical island of Jamaica. Now, Jamaica is full of so many unique musical genres. And from reggae to rocksteady to dub. And we're going to listen to some early rocksteady. This is Alton Ellis with the song "Jamaica."
Living deep for a very long time, and there is no way.
Mr. Soul of Jamaica, Alton Ellis. That was Jamaica, about his homeland. He was born in 1938 in Kingston, Jamaica, and died in 2008 in London, England. And in between made years and years of near flawless rock steady. Alton Ellis was one of the few of the reggae rock steady people to be anti-Rude Boy. A lot of early rock steady you hear is pro-Rude Boy. Rude Boys were a term used for juvenile delinquents and criminals in Jamaica, and also taken by people like The Clash and made into their own to describe the London subculture in the 70s. Ellis was anti-Rude Boy, and he had songs like Cry Tough, which came out against the thuggish ideas of the Rude Boys, told them to act their age and be real men. So we applaud you, Alton Ellis, for giving us a second opinion on things. Oh, you know what sound that is? That's the sound that we have to reach in the and the sack and pull out a name. We haven't heard that sound in quite a few episodes, but I'm glad to hear it now because I really want to pick a band that has and the in their name and show some support to those great bands. So here we go. All right. Oh, great band. We have Tommy James and the Shondells with I Think We're Alone Now.
What they say when we're together, and watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground, and then you say, I think we're alone now. It doesn't seem to be.
We're Alone Now. Tommy James and the Shondells, number four hit in 1967, and then a number one hit in 1987 by Tiffany. I Think We're Alone Now. What a song. I actually heard that in Ridgewood Eats the other day. For anybody who's a familiar listener with the Radio Tees, our sponsor Ridgewood Eats is a favorite place for me to eat, and they have such good home cooking. But if you actually go to the restaurant and don't get delivery, they have a swinging soundtrack in there too. So thanks to all my friends at Ridgewood Eats for double dosing me with the good food and the good sounds, and triple dosing me with the good vibe, actually. Yeah, I Think We're Alone Now. 20 years. Man, that song has legs to be a hit 20 years later. It's just simple, and it says something that young lovers want to hear, and that's the main point of songs, really. I mean, come on. I mean, who are we kidding here? Little known fact about I Think We're Alone Now, it was number one on the charts, and number two was also a Tommy James and the Shondells cover, which was Money Money by Billy Idol at the same time in 1987. You believe that? Amazing. They must have been feeling good. I mean, their kids were probably just about to enter college, and they're probably like watching their pennies and stuff. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, 20 years later, number one and number two hits on the Billboard charts, and they're set for another 20 years. So maybe in the year, well, 2007, that didn't happen. But maybe 30 years, maybe in 2017, if we're still around, if the Mayans weren't right, we'll hear some more hits to keep Tommy James and the Shondells sitting pretty. Now, I really liked the Tiffany version of it, and it reminded me that even though we're unlucky on number 13, we have the unlucky luck of it being Ladies' Night. So we wanted to play a song that is very dear to my heart. This is a song from 1994, and it's called He's Mine by Mokenstef. And we'll talk a little bit more about the background on this song after it's over. Here it is.
The same.
Moke and Steph with their 1995 hit, I Was Off a Year. He's Mine. Now, if you notice that song, it might have a familiar beat, that doom, ch, da-doom, 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 ch, doom, da-doom. Now, that song is directly sampled by one of my favorite artists of the late 70s and early 80s, Zapp, and Roger Troutman in particular. And the song is sampled from a song called Be All Right, which anybody who listens to it will immediately recognize it as tons of other songs. First and foremost, probably the most well-known use of that sample is Keep Your Head Up by Tupac. But this is also a great use of this sample. I was in a restaurant in New York City called Eputo the other day, and I was having a long day, and I really didn't want to go out to eat, and it was expensive. But once I got to Eputo, I noticed that He's Mine by Moke and Steph was playing over the speakers, so I knew it was going to be all right. Yeah, Moke and Steph, man, they got that vibe, that 90s R&B vibe that I love, like Total, Escape, even TLC and SWV, of course. There's just something in that voice that I love. And so in honor of that, in honor of the ladies, I want to keep it on the ladies, and I want to play a song that is such a strong song for the ladies. It's called Harper Valley PTA by Jeannie C. Riley. Now, if you know anything about this song, you're going to have to bear with me because I'm going to tell it again. Harper Valley PTA is a song about standing up to gossip and these little, sniveling, sniveling people who don't have anything better to do but to spread rumors and to make assumptions about other people. Now, Jeannie C. Riley's mother in this song steps up and points out people's hypocrisies, all to the tune of a country western melody. So take a listen and get ready if you never heard it before. It's a great song. Here it is, Harper Valley PTA.
Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. Sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Gwyneth Jones be told to keep her window shades off or completely down? Thompson's bread, you'll find she's had a little nip of gin. just a little Peyton place, and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did. It happened just this way. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA.
A song so strong it got adapted into both a motion picture and a television series. That was Harper Valley PTA by Jeannie C. Riley. Came out in 1968 and made her the first woman to top both the Billboard Hot 100 and U.S. Country Singles chart with the same song, a feat that would go unrepeated until Dolly Parton's 9 to 5 in 1981. Harper Valley PTA, what a song. It won a Grammy for Best Country Vocal Performance and also was nominated for Record and Song of the Year. It was written by Tom T. Hall, who has also written stuff like the pop crossover I Love and Old Dogs, Children, and Watermelon Wine. Tom T. Hall, better known as the storyteller to country music fans. Harper Valley PTA inspired even a song called Return to Harper Valley. It's just, it's nuts how big that song was in country music. And for very good reasons. It's such a strong song and such a good performance. So had to go classic for that one. But I mentioned during the intro that part of the starting lineup for the unlucky 13th episode of the Radio Tease, it was Immature. Now I'm going to have to basically bend your ear a little bit and tell you why I like Immature, or as their members are known, Batman, Romeo, and LDB. Now, one of my first girlfriends, Mia, shouts out to Mia if you're listening, was a big fan of Romeo and really had a big crush on him. So I listened to a lot of Immature growing up. I gotta tell you, they got some good songs like We Got It and this one, this slow jam. This is the kind of song you would request on the air of your late night radio station when you wanted to get your message through to your eighth grade crush. This is Constantly by Immature. Not just all of the time. I think about you constantly. That was immature. And what a slow jam. I mean, it's sort of like a last dance for me and you on the Unlucky 13. Immature renamed themselves IMX at some point, but I think pretty much everyone had lost track of them by then. So they're planning to record another album in this year, 2011. So props to them, and we hope to hear some other stuff from you, IMX. Nah, I'm not expecting much, but we'll take what we can get. But it's just about that time we go ahead and wrap things up. I have some other things to do. I got to jump in the car and head on up on the expressway out of town for the weekend. So I'll be seeing you, but I'd like to play one of my favorite driving songs on my way out. This is called Expressway to Your Heart by the Soul Survivors. Thanks for sticking with me. Thanks for helping us get to lucky number 13. And we'll see you next time. Peace.
I've been trying to get to you for a long time. Cause constantly you've been on my mind. I was thinking about a shortcut I could take. Took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. The fella started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. At 5 o'clock, it's much too crowded. You know it's much too crowded. So crowded. I got caught in the rush hour. This fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart.